Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it's treating you good for this May 16th, 2023. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
And we're usually joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. No Paul Trombley today, though. None Paul. Maybe he'll join us.
Here he is.
There we go. Here, let's go ahead and be joined here. Good morning to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center over there.
Yes, good morning, you guys.
Hey, Paul, hey. How's it going?
Good. Everything's going there.
Doing good here. We're enjoying this weather, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
What else do we have in store for today?
Yeah, you know, we do have sunshine, but we'll kind of start noticing more of this kind of smoky haze overhead. And this is actually from wildfires that have gotten an early start up in western Canada. So that's kind of been wafting down into the area. Nothing that's affecting air quality at the surface at this point, but aloft, we certainly see that kind of smokiness, that hazy sun that we'll see as the day progresses. But otherwise, our highs are about still a mild side here for us. The next couple of days, we got some warmer weather and then still some cool downs on and off here as well. But highs today about 77 with that some hazy sunshine kind of going on here for us. Northwest winds 10 to 15. Tonight down to 40 and then some sunshine Wednesday, cooling to 66 tomorrow. And then 43 Wednesday night, mid-70s Thursday, chances for some late-day showers or a thunder shower coming in the picture at that point. And then some showers more likely Thursday night, 53, still some showers, some cooler temps for Friday, 67. And then upper 60s Saturday, partly sunny skies developing and looking at highs about 70 into Sunday with a mix of clouds and sun. So still a couple cool downs, but not all too bad here for us. A couple of those passing showers coming in later in the week, especially for our area.
Sounds pretty decent.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can handle that.
Yeah, we can handle it. Yeah.
Good stuff, Paul. We appreciate it. You have a great day. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. You too.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye.
Really good information there, too, to start things off. You don't get that from just anywhere. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I didn't know, because I was looking out there. I was like, man, it is getting kind of hazy. And that's why I didn't realize there was wildfires up there.
And that's why they are the best in the business.
Yeah.
In fact, I would say our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center are brilliant. They are bloody brilliant people.
Bloody brilliant.
They're actually some of the most brilliant blokes you're going to meet. They really are. And I'm not just talking like this because I'm nervous. It's not what I'm doing. I'm actually just talking like this because any opportunity, any excuse to talk like this, I'm going to probably take it. Because that's what our first article is, actually, Melissa.
Okay.
We're going to talk about what people do when they're nervous.
Can they talk in a British accent?
Exactly. Brilliant. Precisely. Speaking with a British accent because you're nervous. This is a new trend that is going on.
Oh, my.
Do you know anyone who does this? A lot of young people do, apparently. Sometimes on purpose, but also as a sort of little bit of a nervous tick, if you will. The UK's Guardian newspaper just did a story on how Americans have started speaking in a British accent when they feel awkward in social situations. They talked to a bunch of Gen Zers who had admitted it's become a habit. Most said it's something they occasionally do when they feel uncomfortable. For example, a woman who works in tech said she recently wanted to let her boss know she was feeling burnt out. So without thinking, she said in a British accent, "It's affecting me mental health, isn't it?"
Not only British, but Cockney.
Yeah.
It's affecting me mental health, isn't it?
Isn't it now? Isn't it? Then her boss, who's older, was like, "What the heck was that?"
What did you just say?
Some Gen Zers said that they also do it when they have to confront people. Like one guy needed his roommate to take the trash out and said in a British accent, "Can you please take out the bloody rubbish? Oh, could you take out the bloody rubbish already?" British reality shows like Love Island might have something to do with it. They've become popular with young people the last few years. Mm-hmm. But it's not just about mimicking people we've seen on TV. Experts think there's definitely a psychological reason behind it. It can be a way of softening what you're saying or separating your true personality from a situation. So in other words, a defense mechanism.
Yeah, you're pretending you're somebody else subconsciously almost.
I don't disagree with the comment about the reality TV shows, but I think this is, stems even farther than that. For at least the last 10, 15 years, there's been a real rise in BBC television in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sherlock, shows like that and everything have become very, very popular here. The ratings that they get here are almost the same as they get across the pond.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that and because of a lot of that culture, I think that you've seen that. Bridgerton and shows like that have been huge.
Yeah.
It's hilarious to me, as somebody who has no ties to the English countryside or anything like that, that the way that we started this country and how obsessed some people are with British culture.
Royalty.
I cannot get past the irony of that and mm-hmm. how funny that is to me. But along with that, you're going to have some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've seen this in other people before. We do this with a lot of things in society. It took me a long time to understand this, but my teacher from Link, my former teacher, Miss Ulick, helped me understand this. I'd get in debates with her, and I would raise my voice because I'm Italian, and that's how we talk in our family. But it wasn't a proper way to debate with somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know? No, it turned me into something that I would hate nowadays.
Right.
You know, so I corrected that and everything, but it would still bother me because she would barely ever make eye contact, and I was like, I didn't like that. I thought mm-hmm. it was disrespectful and everything, especially from a teacher to a kid.
Yeah,
and she explained to me how for centuries women were, if they were walking down the street, they couldn't walk without their man
mm-hmm.
or alone, God help them, and if they crossed another man, they had to look down.
Yep,
and how this still affects women today. And sure enough, throughout my whole life, I've seen the strongest, most independent people I've ever known. And you're in a debate with them and they're looking down or something like that and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like understanding some of that, where these things come from psychologically. It's no different than when you're awkward or tense or in a stressful situation. What do you do? The nervous laugh.
Yeah.
The nervous
some
laugh.
Nervous laugh.
There are very few things that will drive me crazier or that are more of a tell to me than the person that, well, it's my way or the highway. I'm the boss. Like, I don't believe you. You may actually be the boss, but you have no leadership. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know. Like, it's a real tell from people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just me saying that. Go ahead and, you know, search engine that and everything, and body language experts will tell you the same thing. It's these things, these little quirks that we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too surprising that we would make something like something else up. This is just a little, like, it feels like a reach.
It's a little different, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not something that I would have guessed. Like, I was expecting some kind of, like, I don't know, you know, jiggling your leg or
yeah.
fidgeting in some way.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I fidget when I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah.
I don't break out into an accent. It'd be kind of cool, but.
I want more of this. I want a lot more. In fact, I want this with multiple, like, accents.
You know, it might diffuse the situation a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I've got to tell Melissa that day off that she wanted, I can't give it to her. We can. But I got to tell you. Arr, Melissa, I have to tell you some bad news now. Arr. I just going to accents anytime you've got to deliver awkward news.
Yeah.
Anytime. Actually, Melissa, I want to tell you about something. It's about the day off that you asked for. I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to.
You know, I could take that.
Yeah, see, it's a little bit better. It's
you softened the blow a little bit there.
I think I've heard many comedians tell this joke that if the end of the world is coming or something like that, it's got to be announced to the world. We want it from a British person.
Yeah.
And David Attenborough,
preferably.
Yeah, preferably. There's a meteor the size of Wyoming coming to the planet right now. So, oh boy, that is a bother, isn't it? Well, I suppose we've had a good run, everybody. Let's just go ahead and make the most of it. It'll hug your loved ones. This is rough. This is bad, but it doesn't sound nearly as bad.
Right. Right.
There's something about accents.
Mm-hmm.
Something about them. Do you have a favorite accent that you either like to do or that you like to hear? And I'll open this up to the audience. 424-2600.
Yeah, we want to hear what you have to say, too.
Or if you have any great accents you
want
to do,
you wanna
please
call it
feel
and
free.
Do.
As long as they're not offensive, everybody. Come
yes.
on. Please don't get me canceled here.
I really like Australian accents.
Oh, it's a good one. That's a good one.
I think that one's a lot of fun for me, or to hear, I should say. And of course, a good British. And the different variations throughout. But
yeah.
Also, I'm listening to a book right now. It's called The Pull of the Stars, and it takes place in Ireland.
Mm.
And the narrator is Irish.
Yeah.
And so she is doing all of the different Ireland accents in there, like, just amazingly well.
They're so different dialects with Welsh, with Scottish, with Irish, with English, all that. And when you hear people that can really dissect them and tell you, give you the different ones. There's a video I watched years ago for doing Sherlock, that just kind of retraining and trying to find that exact location that I wanted Sherlock to be from and get the exact accent right. And this lady goes on there, and it's like a 5-minute video. And she just runs, like I did with the English accent going to English earlier. Like, she's doing that like professionally. Like, flawless. It was amazing to watch. I watched it like 3 times in a row before I even started. Oh, yeah, I was watching this for a reason.
I actually got to pay attention to this.
Yeah, well, it's impressive.
Honestly, really, I like Indian accents, too.
Me
from
too.
India.
Yes, me too.
I think that it's just, it's such a unique way of how they form their words. It just sounds really cool to me.
I don't know if this is going to get me in trouble or not saying this, but I get excited when I have an Indian doctor.
Yeah,
because I like the accent, and I think it's an interesting accent. I can understand it very well. I have no problems with it or anything. There's certain things that are not a whole lot of advantages growing up in a multicultural area and stuff. One of them is you understand a lot of accents. You really do. And they're fun. I think it helped me as an actor. I think it helped me. It benefited me as an actor growing up with so many different voices and dialects and everything. I think one of my favorite things to do is to change up my voice for a role. And when I don't have to, it's not a big deal, but it's a little like, oh.
I just got to talk like me.
Are you sure? Oh, can I change it up at all? We will take a break right here, but we will open this up throughout the show, okay? We got two of topics out there at least right now. Yeah. Sea monkeys, anybody had them? And accents, we want your favorite accents, and we want you to do accents if you feel like it.
Yes.
If you feel like it, no pressure, but 424-2600,
call us up.
Yep. Otherwise, we'll come back and do some celebrating with our friends at Misty's Menu and the Birthday Anniversary Club on WFHR.
Happy birthday,
this is different.
We asked and he answered.
Yep, he's good. Seth is good. Nicely done, man. I'm trying to see if this is going somewhere, though. It's not bad. It's not bad. Oh, here we go. It's time, everybody, for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Yeah, this is bad. That's not bad at all. Oh, nicely done, Seth. It's time to do some celebrating, and we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, we want to celebrate with you. Everybody in this building wants to celebrate with you in this community, and not just here in this community, in other communities around the world. We've heard from our friends in Sweden, in Norway. We have heard from some people in Finland. They love this segment more than any other. Celebrate with us, everybody. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, like our Facebook page on Facebook and just direct message us through there as well.
Or you can call us right now, 424-2600.
Call on up and get us your birthday or anniversary. We'd love to celebrate with you. So let's go ahead and get into our list. And we have two names on the list. So, Melissa, you got to work a little this morning. Give me a one or two.
I choose two.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. So first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to John Winsky.
Happy birthday, John.
John, have a great one. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier today, celebrating a birthday, Amy Dale.
Ooh, happy birthday, Amy.
Amy, we wish you a great one. Enjoy. Hope it's a good day for you.
Yeah, congratulations.
And thank you to whoever got us these birthdays and anniversaries. We appreciate you. Keep on getting them more of us, more of these. We want more and more and more. Let's take a look at our celebrity list real quick. Kristen Maldonado is 31. She's from Pentatonix.
Oh, I love that group.
Yeah, it's a fun group. I don't know a ton by them, but that's a fun group.
Yeah, a lot of harmonies and how they do it. It's cool. Yeah. A lot of mouth sounds and harmonies. And
Thomas Brody Sangster is 33. He is Newt in The Maze Runner, Reed on Game of Thrones, and he was the voice of Ferb on Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, I like this actor. I've seen him in something else.
No, I have too. I just can't remember
The Queen's Gambit. He was in that.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And he was in Nanny McPhee.
Ah, okay. Megan Fox is 37.
Really?
Yeah. She had her moment in the sun there, and I haven't seen as much of her since, but she had a good run. She's had a decent run, and she's still working.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Oh, Adam Richmond is 49. He is the host of Man vs. Food, where he travels around the country doing crazy eating challenges. Once all that food is caught up, the show Man vs. Food Nation, he's also done. Mm. One of those eating challenges things, though. Kari Payton is 51. He's Ezekiel on The Walking Dead. Also recognize his voice. He does the voice of Cyborg on Teen Titans.
Okay.
David Boritz is 54. Celie Booth on Bones. He was one of the vampires in Buffy. Or he was Angel on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, too.
Oh.
I never saw those shows, but I
very few episodes of Buffy.
Mm. Tracy Gold is 54. She was Carol Seaver on Growing Pains.
Tracy Gold.
Mm. Let's see here. Ralph Trasvent is 55. New Edition's lead singer. Him and Bobby Brown, Bill DeVoe, Johnny Gill. Johnny Gill was after, I think. Cool It Now, Mr. Telephone Man, Candy Girl. New Edition had some hits. This is kind of cool, too. One of the guys from New Edition celebrating birthday on the same day as Janet Jackson.
Really?
It's nasty. It's nasty. Janet Jackson, 57, one of the greatest pop stars of all time. Easily. Mm-hmm. Top 10 pop stars of all time.
Songwriter, actress, dancer, singer.
From seeing her as a little kid on Good Times to her most recent tour, just continues to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
She got the brunt of the wardrobe malfunction. You know, Justin Timberlake's the one that does it, mm-hmm. and she's the one that takes all the heat for it.
Yeah. Well, of course, she's the woman.
Yeah. It's just an incredible artist. Incredible. Yeah. I think it's also noteworthy that as crazy as things could be for that family, you know, she seemed to come out of it pretty, you know, I hate to use the term normal or anything.
Balanced.
Like. Balanced is the perfect word, I think, as best as you can. It's mm-hmm. it's a heck of a family to come out of.
Right.
All of our families are. I'm not at all pointing fingers.
Yeah, but add fame into
that's
that.
That's where I was going, yes.
And then everybody knows their names. Everybody knows, you know, what happened with.
I re-listened to a while ago when I found out, because I was wondering, like, we were talking about her maybe a month or two ago, and I thought, well, what's she doing now? And see, oh, she's got a tour coming up. She's still working and all that. That's mm-hmm. awesome. She's kind of having a revamp to her, another break in her career and stuff. And I started thinking about it. I went and re-listened to the song Scream that her and Michael Jackson did.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good song.
Yeah.
That's a very, like, their chemistry and their harmonies together is incredible. It's mm-hmm. not, like, the best song I've ever heard, but it's a lot better song that I remembered it being.
And she's 57. Wow.
57. Yeah. Chris Novoselic is 58, the bass player from Nirvana. Mm. Chris is is 6'7" and kind of gets undersold as one of the songwriters of Nirvana, but it has songwriting credits on Come As You Are, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Heart Shaped Box, All Apologies. While he may be the kind of undersold member of the band when it comes to Dave and Kurt, you don't have Nirvana without him.
Right.
It's not the same band without him. Deborah Winger is 68. Ashton Kutcher's mom on The Ranch. Many will know her from the classic 1980s movie, Urban Cowboy from 1980, 1982's Officer and a Gentleman, or 1983's Terms of Endearment. Deborah mm-hmm. Winger was on a path to be one of the greatest actors of all time. Like,
really?
those first couple of movies she had just not only hit after hit, but critical acclaim and hits.
Hmm.
Still has had a great career. Career. Just, you know, you come out the box like that. That's impressive. Pierce Bronson is 70.
Oh, Pierce Bronson.
Remington Steele is 70, everybody.
Wow.
James Bond is 70. it is darn near unfair that Pierce Brosnan seems to get more handsome the older he gets.
Yep.
It ain't right. It ain't right. As somebody who is going the opposite direction, I feel like. It's not fair. No.
Well, you are your own worst critic.
One of the more versatile actors that doesn't get credit for being versatile.
Yeah. Because he was in Dante's Peak and then turned around before that. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Does Mama, you know, he's playing the straight man in that. He's played comedic roles I've seen him in recently. He's he was in the musical Mamma Mia. He was just recently in Black Adam and really probably the best part of Black Adam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. By far and away, actually, now that I think about it. Like, he was really good in it. I think his role in GoldenEye, he takes some heat. Like, I think everybody for years wanted him to be James Bond. And he pushed it off, and then he finally kind of does it a little bit older than people would have liked him to.
Mm-hmm.
But he changed the game for James Bond. In GoldenEye, it's the first time we see Bond get beat up. Yeah. Sean Bean, of all people, one of the greatest character actors of all time, is whooping James Bond's butt. And you've never seen that before up until then. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a big game changer in that series.
He's probably my number two after Sean Connery.
When I grew up and everything, I'm always going to be a huge Roger Moore fan. Roger Moore never looked like James Bond to me.
Correct.
I don't mean that in a bad way. He pulled it off and he acted that role amazingly. Mm-hmm. I love Roger Moore. But he never looked like what I thought in my head of James Bond. Yeah. Pierce Brosnan looked exactly what I thought of. I think Pierce Brosnan looked more the part than Sean Connery, even in some ways.
In some ways, yes, because I don't know. Sean Connery also got more handsome the more he aged.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't want Sean Connery still my favorite James Bond. I'm not saying he wasn't, just looks wise and everything.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite stories in acting history, Danny Trejo is 79 today. He is Machete and the proud owner of Trejo's Tacos. he is this extremely scary, intimidating Mexican-American actor.
Yes.
He appears in almost 200 TV shows and movies, almost always as a deranged, Latino or something like that.
I remember him from Con Air.
He's done this so good. And he did all this self-made. He's in prison in San Quentin. His life is at a crossroads, and he can keep going this gang direction that he's been going and everything, or the prison is putting on a play. And as a little kid, he thought plays were cool, and he thought he'd give this a shot. And he goes up there, and a lot of these guys are white Aryan actors and stuff that are a part of this. And they're like, we're not going to have some Mexican guy and stuff. And then he starts acting, and they're like, oh, he's really good. Okay,
hold on, wait. Of course.
Right? Racism only goes so far until talent comes in. Then it's like, well, I'm not as racist. We saw the same thing with, the color barrier being broken in baseball and these other sports. It's like, oh, wait a minute. That guy's really good. Okay, forget about racism. They're too talented.
Oh.
It was a little similar thing for him. And look at where he is now.
Yeah.
Where he started. And this isn't a guy that went to Juilliard or had a break or knew a famous person or something like that. He got
pure
a break.
Pure talent.
Yeah. Robert Rodriguez gave him a shot, and from there he just took the ball and ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a cool story. And you can't tell me that you can't ever grow and change. There's no story. There's nobody that could ever tell me, oh, my life's stuck. No. You're stuck. Your life is not stuck. You can get unstuck. You just got to want to do it.
Just got to take a pivot.
I genuinely believe it's not you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Does the dog want to learn?
Yeah.
If the dog wants to learn, the sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Some people no longer with us, like Yvonne Craig. She was the original Batgirl, I believe. She was born in 1937, passed away in 2015. Liberace, born in this day in 1919, passed away in 1987.
Wow.
There is a lot of heat that the 30s, 40s, 50s get for a lot of the culture, a lot of the ways we handle things, a lot of stuff that we have learned since are not okay to treat people, and some stereotypes and things we did in comedy and that kind of stuff, not cool. Along that time, though, bopping around, one of the biggest artists in the world, Liberace.
Born in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was one of Wisconsin's own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Finally, we wrap up with the great Henry Fonda, born in this day in 1905, passed away in 1982, father of Jane and Peter Fonda, won Best Actor Oscar for On Golden Pond. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest acting performances of all time is Henry Fonda in On Golden Pond.
Yeah.
There is not, I don't care how many movies come out, I don't care how many great acting performances there are, that will always be in the top 20, top 30 greatest acting performances of all time. I just got done saying the same thing about Katharine Hepburn with the same movie.
Yeah.
That movie, it holds up, and it is a, It is a tough watch in some ways, but it is an important watch, I think. Mm-hmm. I watched it as a kid, and mm-hmm. and as the older I get, the more the meaningful that movie becomes. And again, you want to see where acting isn't just anybody can do it. There's true talent and skill involved. Watch Henry Fonda and her work. I mean, it's just incredible. Like
I've seen the play multiple times, but I've never actually seen the movie.
It's a good one. It's a good movie. So there's no bad performances in it. Those two just happen to stand out.
Yeah.
One more time, we want to wish a happy birthday to John Winsky.
Happy birthday, John.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier today, Amy Dale.
Congratulations, Amy.
Yeah. Enjoy. Maybe get some barbecue in today.
Yeah. They probably have some over at Misty's.
That's right. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there. We're going to get to Melissa's news. We encourage everybody else, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
City running through my veins. Like tiny bubbles in a champagne glass. Make a body levitate. Way, way, way up high. Way, way.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday out there. That was a great spot that we heard there from the ground up.
Yeah.
Pet of the Week sponsor this week. A shout out to them. I was just there last week. Love that place.
Awesome.
Was Seth nervous? Was that why he was doing a British accent? Was he nervous? Was he nervous? That was great.
Well done. Well done.
That was very well done. That was really good.
Jolly good.
Nice, nice. Well played. If you've been enjoying the... I don't know how to do this. I really don't. So Miller Lite is getting it. We've been dealing with a lot of the cancel culture stuff about the Bud Light beers.
Oh, I've heard something about this, and I really wasn't paying attention.
Bud Light did the craziest thing of all things and changed their label to rainbow colors. And they supported the LGBTQ community. And how dare they? How dare they when 90% of companies out there are doing the same exact thing? How dare they jump on a trend? How dare they do the very, 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 very bare minimum of supporting other, you know...
Humanity?
Yeah, yeah. By changing the label of their beer can. Like, oh, end of the world, everybody.
And now everybody's throwing it out.
Because I guess it changed the taste of the beer, the label? Or wait a minute. No, it didn't. No, it didn't change the beer. Okay. Mm-mm. Oh, so by changing the label, if you drink that beer, it's going to make you part of the LGBT community. Is that what happened? No, that mm-mm. didn't happen either. Okay, so no. Then what is the issue here? I don't understand. What's going on? Twitter found out that Miller Lite found an old Miller Lite ad, and apparently they're trying to launch a Bud Light-like boycott. Some people on Twitter are. They said that because Miller Lite did a similar thing that Bud Light did some years ago. The guy called the ad woke and added, "These companies are broken and have no idea who actually consumes their products." Anybody that thinks that is incorrect. And I say this, including companies, including a lot of companies, because you have a lot of companies that are living in a bubble and plenty of people. But you have plenty of citizens that are living in a bubble and yes. think that the only thing that matters in America is their opinion. This country, your opinion only goes so far. It matters. It's important, especially when you're voting, when you're answering a survey, when you're et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But don't get this twisted, all right? This country's based on freedom, based on individual rights and all those things. Mm-hmm. But there is a line in the sand where your opinions and your feelings just don't matter as much. I'm sorry, but you got a whole other thousand, millions and millions of other people that you got to live with in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the way of the world, baby. We learned that when we're kids. But I want this. Okay, but you can't have it. But I want this. Yeah, but you have enough toys. You don't need a new toy. But I want it. So what happens? We don't get the toy.
Yeah, the answer is no.
Grow up. Grow up, I say to the rest of these people out there that can't handle their beer can looking a little different. Are you serious?
And, I mean, we often say the power of the dollar. You know, you can do with your dollar what you choose. And if you choose not to buy Bud Light because you don't like their can or what they have decided to, you know, say as a company, then don't buy it. That's fine.
So the ad that they're having an issue with is not, it's similar, but it's not the same as what Bud Light did with the LGBTQ, rainbow mm-hmm. cans. What they're talking about is a Miller Lite ad where apparently it's about Women's History Month, but it's done tacky. Women are in bikinis and drinking beer and all this, and it's a very like slap in the face kind of to Women's History moment from Miller Lite. So they're saying they should be canceled for it.
Oh, come on. Marketing is marketing.
Yeah.
It's one of those necessary evils, I guess, is a way you could put it. And marketing platforms go wrong all the time.
Yeah.
They make a poor choice.
Should they
do something that comes back at them negatively?
You know, I didn't like those Life Alert ads that stereotype old people, mm-hmm. Seniors. Not only seniors fall down, all people fall down. So you know what? I'm going to boycott Life Alert because I don't think that they should have had old people falling down in their ads. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing here?
I mean,
if you don't like something, don't purchase it.
Yeah.
Why do we have this tendency? I have to tell everybody in the world what I'm thinking. Everybody needs to hear my opinion. Everybody needs to know what I think because I'm going to change the game. My opinion's going to change everything. Like, get over yourself.
You know what? It seems more like to me is that they're looking for popularity on social media.
Oh,
they want
yeah.
people to like their posts. They want people to comment on their posts. They don't care if it's positive or negative a lot of times, but it's all about the clicks.
You can tell right away where a person's true intention is. Mm. Is it about that 15 seconds of fame? Is it about me? Or is it about actually what they're saying?
Well, and maybe they're really fired up about it. Mm. But to have to go on to a social platform and have everybody else like glom onto your fired up passion that does not matter.
There is plenty of things that I boycott. How many times have you heard me say it on the air? How many social media posts have you ever seen me say what I boycott? None. And you never will. It's my business. It's my deal. I'm not going to tell other people what to boycott or what to do or anything with their money. Do what you're going to do. I'm doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell other people what to do with their stuff. I'm so sick and tired of this. Everybody having to express all these things and get these things out there and how important it is and blah, 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 and all this. And at the end of it, what do you got? A bunch of noise.
And negativity.
Yeah. Yeah. The negativity, there's a time and a place for things like this. It's like the dirty secret about anger. Anger is a quality that we oftentimes talk down about and don't like and all these things. Whether we like it or not,
place.
Anger gets stuff done.
Yep.
Anger gets things done sometimes. Mm-hmm. You got to pick and choose, though. When's the right time to be angry? Choose your battles wisely.
And you can't let it control you.
Right. If we get bent out of shape about everything, if we cancel everything, if we're doing all these things, then what's going to happen when something actually important does happen? And we're supposed to... It's my argument about breaking news. And it's not just like CNN or Fox or anything. All the news channels do it now. Breaking news. A salamander fell down. Like, oh, wait a minute. What, that's not breaking news. Like, if we overuse these terms, right. They cease to use and have their meaning. It's like throwing around the world genius or podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. There's so many podcasts out there nowadays.
There are a lot of podcasts.
I can't even get too bent out of shape about this stuff anymore. Like, it doesn't pay. No.
Because it does. What are you going to do? Go, okay, well, they're upset about this, so I'm going to be upset about them being upset about this? Nah, that sounds like a vicious, dumb circle to me.
People are born as they are born. If you are born and you're going to like the opposite sex, that's the way it's going to work out. If you're born and you like the same sex, that's the way it's going to work out. Mm-hmm. It's a biological thing. There's no beer can or no toy that's going to change that or one way
Correct.
Or the other. Like, this is science.
Or book.
Yeah.
Or...
Yes.
Yeah.
There's none of that stuff. There's plenty of things to worry about out there. I'm mm-hmm. not saying there isn't, but choose your battles wisely.
And
this is not one of them.
Have conversations with the people around you. If you James, if I don't like something about you and it needles me and makes me upset to the point that I'm going to talk about you to other people, I should be having that conversation with you.
Right on. Right on.
Because, I really don't like your headphones.
I know. I know, Melissa. I'm
and,
very
and
aware
we need
of this.
To have a conversation about this because it limits us getting on air on time. And every time when you hit the button and then we're
again,
late and then
again
it...
with the headphones, just every day with the headphones, it just won't stop. I hear you, Melissa. Yes, you're very right about the
totally kidding.
Yeah, completely. Well, that would be funny though. Like, those headphones are driving me crazy.
Don't drink my milk.
Yeah, don't drink your milk. Take a break. Come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Owners of Lonely Hearts, rejoice. You got some Mr. on the radio. Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. Never hear that in a song again. You'll never hear that in a song again. That's it. 80s. Only in the 80s.
Only then.
I got an interesting story I want to get into, but before I jump too quickly into that, I have to do my Playmakers Best here. Playmakers, which you can hear every Monday, 10 to 11, sponsored by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. There just some breaking news in the NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks have a head coaching opening, and they are aggressively pursuing Monty Williams, who just lost his job with Phoenix. That's a big deal. They land a coach like that, and you pair him with a Giannis Antetokounmpo, not only the greatest name in the NBA, but the greatest player of the NBA. That is a tandem right there. That is exciting.
So when it comes to sports, you can say breaking news.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, because that is breaking news. That literally just broke 5 minutes ago from Adrian Wojnarowski. I don't believe a lot of people would have known that. That is actual, genuinely breaking news.
Good.
Yes. Other news that is not breaking news, but important news. This one comes to us from our friends at Wisconsin Public Radio. We send a shout out to Gabby Vinnick, a great reporter over there. We're seeing some Wisconsin pools that could open later this year due to lifeguard shortages.
Yeah.
This isn't the first year we've talked about this either. This has been an issue for some years now.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a problem in municipalities because a lot of places require kids to go pay for that training themselves.
Officials in Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay say hiring conditions are better this year, but they said that they are still struggling to lure potential lifeguards despite higher wages and free training.
Oh.
The shortage, also felt nationwide, is not new in Wisconsin, but was compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a reminder to, you know, in our area or any of our listening areas, you know, it's a great way, not only a great job, a summer job, it's a great thing on a resume, college resume. Well, really a work resume in general, but a college resume, that looks really good on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to be outside.
Yes.
I mean, it's not a bad gig.
And hopefully, you know, you won't necessarily have to put your skills to use.
Right.
Because a lot of times when I've been at the pool, the lifeguards are just sitting there watching.
When it comes to the training and the paying for that training, too, a lot of municipalities are doing that now. A lot of them are covering that.
I know that they did like a fundraiser in Toma last year to try to help fund the training for the lifeguards because they were having the same problem where they couldn't open their pool.
Something to keep in mind. You know, we want everybody to be able to enjoy our great pools and stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a summer job to think about for a lot of people, too.
Yeah.
We don't need this. This is not a right. This is the bad story. If you're looking for some good news, this is not it. New research has revealed that many soft contact lenses are made up of compounds linked to a lot of health issues, including cancer, liver and kidney disease, autoimmune disorders, and fertility problems.
What?
The researchers tested 18 different pairs of soft contact lenses to see if they contained PFAS or forever chemicals, and they found extremely high levels of them in all of the contacts.
Oh my goodness.
You could consider the lenses almost pure PFAS. It's unclear just how dangerous this is because no studies on how the eyes absorb PFAS from lenses have been done, so it's too early to freak out.
Because I can't take them out, James. I won't be able to get home.
Same here. See, I got mine in too. I hear you. This is very weird to be doing while you have contacts in.
Uh-huh.
It's also very difficult to avoid forever chemicals. They're so widely used that they can be unintentionally added to products through the supply chain. In recent years, they've been found in everything from toilet paper to plastic food containers to fruit juice. So we don't know if the contacts are uniquely dangerous or not. the data still needs to be done.
Or if we're just surrounded by the stuff.
Yeah. Now, this is not one of those situations where you just throw your hands up in the air and say, the problem's too big, we can't handle it. There may be no other topic that we talk about more widely with more different guests on Morning Magazine than water quality. Anybody from a politician to a clerk, water quality has come up. It's such a wide topic. I know this is something that you have been working on as well, and you've done focused on a handful of times in your news segments and everything. It can seem so big sometimes, but it takes time. These are things that take work, but they can happen. There was a point where the idea of every American, or let's just even say 90%, some 90% of Americans would recycle. That seemed impossible. There was a time where it seemed like you're never going to get 90 to 98% of Americans to wear a seatbelt. Never going to happen. Completely impossible. Ridiculous to even try. But we made it happen. There was a time where we looked at the moon and thought, that's never going to happen. We're never going to get there until somebody said, we should get to the moon. We should go do that. Mm-hmm. And we did it. There's nothing to human beings that is impossible. The strongest thing in the universe is is human spirit. Mm-hmm. I genuinely believe that without any naivety or anything like that. I'm a grown man who is a realist, and I genuinely believe that. So don't tell me that PFAS or any of these things are too big for us. There's nothing that's too big for a human being. There's nothing that we can't handle. We just got to put our heads together. We just got to work together to figure it out.
And we also have to...
And be patient.
And be patient.
And not interrupt people.
Or that either. And watch me throw my water at you.
Yeah.
The issue that I have with this, James, is that these corporations knew. Yeah. They knew that PFAS were bad for people and were going to build up in our bodies as early as the 1950s.
Yep. Where's the accountability?
That blows my mind. Yeah. And now that we're putting that cost to fix these problems on who?
Yeah, on us. Yeah.
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 Then living with the health problems because of it.
These companies should be held accountable, just like every human being should be held accountable. And we got to get back to that in society, too. Holding mm-hmm. people accountable for things, not being able to just, well, I lied. I confront you with the said lie. And then I just double down that's not true. That's just what a group of my peers, of 12 of my peers said. I'm not actually guilty of this. It's just the courts that found me guilty of this. Or I didn't lie about that. You're just remembering that wrong. You know, these kind of things.
And the sad thing about this is that these companies are saying, yeah, we knew it was a problem, so what?
Right, yeah. Yeah, you're going to keep buying our products, so what do we care? Yeah.
Right. And this is why we need government to be involved in corporation to protect the consumers.
Yeah, there's got to be they've got to be the journalists in this, where mm-hmm. they're that line in the sand between us and them, you know, and giving out truth, giving out fact. Like, that's something we should be able to lean on our government for. Not obviously to tell corporations how to run their company, but how to be safe and how to,
To not damage our planet, how to not make people sick. I mean, those are all protections that we deserve, I think.
There's plenty of people that are going to try to twist that and get it mixed up. Oh, your government's trying to tell companies what to do or anything like that. No, the governments are trying to protect the citizens from companies. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference in that. I don't agree with somebody in our government walking into the headquarters of McDonald's and saying, hey, you need to bring this back, do it. Like that you can't do that. But them going into that corporation and saying, hey, you're doing this and it's unhealthy, stop it. Mm-hmm. That's okay. This isn't hard to decipher. This isn't hard to make. You're going to have people try to mix those worlds.
Yeah.
Plenty of politicians that will, but have their own, agendas.
And people putting money in their pockets.
Yes. But that doesn't mean you have to believe them. That doesn't mean you have to vote for them. Mm-hmm. You can do your own thing. You can think for yourself.
Yes.
You don't have to do what the masses do. You don't have to do what the, propagandists tell you to do or anything like that. Anywhere. Think for yourself. And when it comes to the PFAS or any of this stuff, there's got to be some accountability, whether it is from us holding back our dollars from these companies or it is the government stepping up and actually holding them accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't expect the government or any to have accountability, to hold accountability with others and companies and all that if we are not doing it with ourselves or with politicians.
And voting people into office that are going to take those steps.
Yeah. Yeah, it isn't that hard. This isn't that difficult to pull off. We can do this. We've done it before. We've done similar things like this before. We just got to get along a little bit enough to agree that we can all disagree.
And be strong together. Look at what we did with putting child protection into, you know, kids were getting killed in factories when they were not even 10 years old yet. When factories first became industrial revolution and all that. So now we're rolling back some of those protections, right. Which we should not be doing.
No.
But those things are possible. And then we need to hold the line. We need to say, no, this is not okay. Kids shouldn't have to work past midnight when they're 14 and have to get up to go to school the next morning. No, it's not okay.
And we corrected it. And I mean, there's plenty of examples that this can be done. There's plenty of people out there who will tell you it can't happen, or the American people aren't smart enough to be able to handle this, or something like that. That ain't true. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for even a glimpse of that, I don't think. I think we can figure these things out. We just got to get along enough to work or to get to make it happen. And one of the ways we do that we found out today, barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue. 90% of people love barbecue. This is how we figure it out. We get together, we have a nice picnic, get some grilling going on, and just solve the world's problems.
I think we can do it.
Let's plan that. We should plan that.
Yeah,
we should figure something out sometime.
The world's biggest barbecue.
It's like a June, July, something like that.
That's a good
time. We don't want to do it right away. You want to give people time to plan this out and everything. And then we'll just solve the world's problems and figure it all out.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sounds like a good plan. We'll take a break right here. We're going to come back with some Friday Right stories, good stories of the day. We'll kick things off with a little bit of entertainment news. Plenty more coming up for you right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.